The dream that had flickered after two wins over Mauritius and Seychelles soon evaporated after the Warriors were handed a 4-1 drubbing by the brave Warriors of Namibia. Now fans are shifting their attention to the young Warriors and the mighty Warriors who have international engagements over the weekend. The young Warriors play Swaziland in a 2015 Africa Youth Championship qualifier while the mighty Warriors are away to Zambia. Young Warriors coach Kalisto Pasua believed the young Warriors will prevail over the Swazis despite what he says were short preparations for the match. At the same time, the race for the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title continues, with league leaders chicken in away to Wange in a tricky fixture for the leaders. However, the Gamecocks coach Joy Antipas thinks he has built a team strong enough to win the league title.
Defensively, I think we are sound, as well as in central midfield, we are quite sound with Danny Perry and Tabani. I think also in attack, we've improved from last season, so I believe that we've got a squad in the making.
The other matches are as follows. Chapungu versus Flame Lily at Ascot. ZPC Kariba versus FC Platinum Nyamunga Stadium. Buffaloes versus Harare City Sakuba. Highlanders versus Wawa Baba Fields. Triangle versus Aumine Gibo. Dongo Sawmills versus Capes United at Vengere Stadium. Highlanders have also dispelled rumors that they fired their coach Bongani Mafu, who will be on the bench against Wawa. Mafu is concerned with the numerous chances that his team is missing.
We're still struggling to get goals. We need goals. We're creating, I think, but we need to finish people off, you know.
Dynamos are playing on Monday as Rufaro Stadium is not available due to the young Warriors' engagement. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.